Hello, and welcome back to the Heritage Radio Network's Farm Report. Heather Hyman here.
Erin Fairbanks.
And we are looking forward to an awesome show today. Two lovely ladies in studio with us. First, we will say thank you, though, to our sponsor, Hearst Ranch. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable, native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that's as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, go to www.hearstranch.com.
Oh, thank you, Hearst, and thank you, Heather. So, like she said, we are live in studio. Our guests today are Taylor Kukalis and Dorothy Nagel of Good Food Jobs. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
We are excited.
So in sync.
I know, right?
We practiced. Yeah, we've been doing this for a while.
Excellent. I'm hoping there may be at some point a song and dance routine that we could, you know.
Well, we didn't really prepare anything, but.
It's tough. It's not a real radio kind of gig, but. So, Good Food Jobs. Why don't you guys start by telling us a little bit about what the site is, and then maybe we can talk about how you got there. Dorothy, you want to?
Sure. So, Good Food Jobs is an online job search tool for people who want to work in food, but specifically what we call a meaningful food job related to sustainability and or food culture.
Awesome. Great. How long have you guys been in business?
Well, depends on when you start counting. We came up with the idea June 2009. We decided that we were going to actually do it about 2 months later. Last April, we started a weekly newsletter where we sent out all sorts of job postings, and we just officially went live about 1 month ago.
And where do people go to see all what you've got going on? It's just goodfoodjobs.com, right?
That's right.
Now, what's your background? I mean, like, Good Food Jobs, how did you get into wanting to promote such a...
Okay, well, I'll go first. I'm Taylor, and I was always really interested in a food-related job. I grew up on the Jersey Shore, and thanks to MTV, we all know what that's like. Certainly. Now. Like I say, they're more into GTL than...
GFJ.
GFJ.
Whoa, I don't even know. Wait, I'm like, I know there's like some tanning and some laundry.
And some gym.
And some gym, but what's the other?
Gym, tan, laundry. Awesome. But GFJ is Good Food Jobs.
I'm into that. Let's hear more about your life on the Jersey Shore.
So I was always really interested in food and from where it came. And when I decided I wanted to go to school, everyone would say to me, oh, so you want to go to cooking school? And I'd say, well, not exactly. And they'd say, you want to open a restaurant? And I'd say, not exactly. So I ended up at the Cornell Hotel School. So I was studying hospitality management, but when all of my cohorts were nursing their hangovers from the bars the night before, Dorothy and I were down at the farmer's market. And when all of my classmates were writing business plans for restaurant concepts, I was writing things about specialty food stores and farmer's markets. So after graduation in 2005, I did a year-long master's program at the university that Slow Food founded over in Parma, Italy. And I came back to the United States, and I was determined to find the perfect food job. And I ended up working at Maurice Cheese for 3 years as the director of education. So in my post there, we were educating about people about the pleasures of good food and getting them interested in issues of sustainability and food production from a very pleasurable side of it, and introducing them to what sort of good foods there were and how to find them and what that meant. And in my time there, everyone kept coming to me and they say, God, like, I have this crappy fill-in-the-blank job that I really don't like, and I'm very passionate about food. So how can I find a way to work in food? What opportunities are out there?
So these aren't your coworkers, I'm sorry. So you guys would put together classes at Murray, so they'd be open to the public. You pay $15-$20, you come in, you taste some cheese, your life has changed.
Exactly.
And then you're like, all right, I need some more of this. And then they'd come to you and be like, you have a good food job. Where do I get one?
That is exactly how it worked out. So simultaneously, Dorothy and I had been talking about a few things, and I had said to several people, hey, there are all these people out there. Someone should start a website where you can find all of these awesome food jobs. And nobody did it. So we decided, let's do it. But Dorothy has a very interesting background. So I think you should.
Mine is kind of sort of an opposite of Taylor's in some ways. So I was born and raised on a small farm in Kentucky by environmentalists, organic farmers. But I was raised in a really rural area, so there wasn't a lot of support for that outside of the farm that we were on.
Right.
So I found myself rejecting it in some ways as a adolescent and as a teenager. And then when I went to college, I wasn't really focused on food or the environment, even though I always considered myself an environmentalist.
You were at Cornell as well?
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
That's where you guys met?
Yeah, yeah, we met as tour guides. We're both campus tour guides.
Oh, cool.
So cute. Wow.
So you guys have always kind of been like leading people in a direction of sorts then.
You could say that, Heather. You could say that, yes. Yeah, we had a great time there. So I studied interior design, and I had a very clear sort of career path in front of me. I went to work after graduating at a firm that I had actually set my sights on when I was a freshman in college. It was a really diverse architecture firm, and I had a great experience there, and I learned so much. But I also found myself increasingly dissatisfied with the level of sort of impact I was making on the environment every day. And I slowly started getting interested in food because I loved how direct the connection is between food and the planet. And so when I finally felt like I needed to leave my job and do some exploring and figure out what the next step was, Taylor was really supportive, of course. And I spent about a year and a half doing some really different things related to food. And then when she said finally, people are, you know, I've told people they should do this site. It's like such an amazing idea. And I said, yeah, you know, and she's like, we should just do it. And I was like, oh, okay. It was like my opening. I was just waiting for the, crack so I could slide right in. And
it's pretty awesome though. I mean, you really are just linking people together. And I mean, it sounds like you had the idea and you were kind of waiting for it to happen and no one did it. So you're like, all right, time to get it going on then.
Yeah, there was definitely a need for it. And one of the things that's really important to us is that, you know, as we were working with food, we were starting to get really more involved in how can we make this sustainable, the whole food movement, especially in terms of creating more small food related businesses. And we kept saying, gosh, we want this decentralized food system. We need a centralized mode of communication, and we really need the support of more people. It was becoming apparent that we couldn't obviously do it alone. So having the opportunity and the ability to be able to bring a lot of people together and see the benefit of everyone working together toward the same thing has been really valuable for us.
Yeah, I mean, it was really funny, actually, listening to your background story. It kind of sounded very similar to when I was, trying to figure out where I wanted to go, for my finishing my graduate program. I ended up going to NYU, but I'd always worked in restaurants. And I was like, well, I don't want to work in a restaurant, but I know that there's some way that if I go to school for food studies that I can make a future out of this because everybody has to eat. And then when I got to NYU, you know, it was like I'm learning all about this whole new world, and it is so progressive and it's so important. And I'm still realizing today that people don't even really know yet about what we're doing. Like, we're not part of a dying industry. We are creating something new that is necessary for the
totally
future
necessary.
Of our food.
And the thing that's really important is that you really nailed it. And hearing your story, there's a lot of benefit for other people because as a culture, we're very hesitant to take, you know, the road less traveled. Right. And it's much more comfortable to go into, you know, fill in the blank corporate job, you know, for a management experience where you have health insurance. And what we're trying to do a lot is to communicate to people the success stories that are out there. So in addition to the website, we also have an accompanying blog where we profile people with interesting food jobs. Erin was actually one of our first profiles. And it's really important. People say to us all the time, we are so thankful for this because it's really resonating with us, and it helps us be able to explain to the important people in our life around us what opportunities are out there.
Well, what does a good food job constitute?
So a good food job, well, we really had to sit down and define this. That was a little bit of work we had to do as we created the site. And in creating the site, we also had to lay out an editorial policy because we do have to approve the jobs ourselves. They don't get posted automatically when someone submits a job. And we do that because we do feel like we need to curate the site to a certain extent. We need to make sure that the jobs posted are food related in some way, although we always stress that working in food does not necessarily mean you have to work directly with food. We also feel strongly that the jobs have to be sort of comply with our environmental, cultural, moral standards. And of course, we have to say that they can't have any foul language or anything like that in there.
Tougher so. For some job postings than others.
That's right. You know, everybody has their challenges.
Yeah. But it's really important that we stress, we talk about it's not just sustainable food jobs, it's sustainable food and food culture. And that's a really important distinction that we make because there are a lot of people that come to food by way of understanding these pleasurable aspects. So even though you're not, you know, an organic farmer, there are still plenty of businesses that support food culture in such a way that really get people engaged and involved. And it's a spectrum, you know, they come in on one end and then they get so engaged that they learn more about it. They learn more about the issues, they become more involved, and they start to care a lot more about the issues that are out there.
I think that's, we talk a lot of, you know, on the Farm Report, how there's a role for everyone. And what we hope to do on the Farm Report, and I think through your site as well, is kind of show people some of the different ways that they can get involved. And before the show, we were talking a little bit about entrepreneurial spirit and kind of making that shift from like, oh, I have this idea, whether it's like I want to start a new business or it's I want to quit my job or it's I want to try something else out. Like that space between, you know, what you're doing now and then taking the next step. So can you guys talk to us a little bit about, you know, what were some of the challenges when you kind of like drew the line in the sand and said, okay, we're going to do this website. Then what? I mean, who did you call?
Yeah.
Not Ghostbusters.
Well, I have to say, we both have talked about this a lot, that it really helps. I don't want to deter anyone who is an individual starting their own business, but it really helps to have a partner because whenever, you know, you're feeling challenged by something, often that other person is not, or, you know, it's just a good support system for you. But some of the challenges were, obviously, we had to come up with the investment capital, and we were happy because building a site is a little bit less of a financial risk than building, for example, a shop somewhere, having to pay rent and that kind of thing. So the overhead is a little bit lower, and the initial investment is not as significant. And then we also were really motivated to, you know, we did a lot of research, looked at all those job search websites that are out there, Craigslist, Monster, you know, even some of the smaller food-related ones, like for restaurant jobs and that sort of thing. And we really felt like we had the potential and there was an opportunity to create a really well-designed, easy-to-use site. And we, you know, coming from the design world myself, those were equal goals, and they were so important to us. And so there were some challenges just working out like how we would achieve what we needed to achieve with function and also make it look beautiful. And then we worked, you know, we luckily had an incredible web producer from a company based in Brooklyn called Web Inhabit, and we had the luck to meet them in one of those cheese classes at Murray's. Effie, who works there, was one of those people who was inspired by cheese. And so that was great, but there were still a lot of challenges going through the process.
Yeah, and I would add one more thing, less about the challenges and more about the opportunity. The most important thing is just to get the word out there and sort of verbalize what you want to do. You would not believe the number of resources that are out there and the number of people that can really help you. So we had a lot of mentorship from other young female entrepreneurs who played a huge role in what we've been able to create. And we're always happy to help people as well. So reach out to us.
We want to help. Excellent. How do you, before we go to a break, how do we reach out to you?
Oh, very easy to find us. My email is Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at goodfoodjobs.com.
And I'm Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, at goodfoodjobs.com.
Perfect. So we're going to come back in just a minute and talk about some more success stories and everything entailed in this Good Food Jobs world on the Heritage Radio Network's Farm Report.
Okay, welcome back to the Heritage Farm Report. It's Thursday. We are at Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, in studio with the ladies of Good Food Jobs, Dorothy and Taylor. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, wanted to move into talking a little bit more about what kind of jobs are on the site right now, but because this is the Farm Report, we want to talk about farmers. Obviously,
yeah, let's do it.
You know, a sector of the population that probably doesn't necessarily think to post at a site like yours. I mean, what kind of a resource do you see Good Food Jobs being for regional farmers or national farmers? I mean, I should mention your site is national.
Global.
I'm my bad.
It's the World Wide Web.
Oh, wow. Zing.
Kidding. All right. Dorothy, you want to take that one?
Sure. Well, I'll start. When we started the site, we knew that we were going to attract a lot of people who were interested in, you know, foodies, I should say, as the popular term is, mm-hmm. who are interested in, you know, artisanal food products and restaurants and cooking and all that kind of thing. But we also felt really strongly that we wanted to be able to reach a really diverse group of people within the food industry. And one of the most important components for us is the farmers, because, you know, we wouldn't have any of the other food systems without them. So we knew that we wanted to make the site accessible for them. I mean, when we were designing for to make a site that would be easy to use, we wanted that to be true for anyone. And while it's true that, you know, being a farmer or the lifestyle doesn't necessarily mean that you can spend a lot of time surfing the web during the day or night, we also know that we're in a world now where a lot of farms do have their own websites, and we wanted to, you know, just be able to have people reach us quickly and easily and be able to post a job very quickly. And so now the only challenge for us is reaching out to those farmers and making sure that they know we're here and making sure that they understand the kind of a resource we can be, because the people who use our site are a true audience of people who really are passionate and inspired, and they want to make a difference. And often, you know, they're the kind of people who a farmer needs to, you know, be either a volunteer, an intern.
Yeah, I think there's this idea that the only way to work on a farm is to, like, show up and help pull weeds. And oftentimes, like, people, I think in particular, people who are visiting your site are maybe, like, the least qualified for that particular job, but have all these other skills, whether it's graphic design or they have a law background or they have a finance background. They have all these other tools that farmers need.
And that's just it. One of the huge challenges of the site is to start to change people's perceptions as to what qualifies a good food job. Mm-hmm. And it's important to know that there are a lot of people that can apply their area of expertise or their skill set to the food world without actually working directly with the food. I think a great example is that I was just in Italy at the Slow Food Terra Madre event, and I met
Benvenuto.
And I met a lovely woman named Monica who is currently working at Slow Food USA. And she said, I was interested in getting involved in food, but I had done all sorts of fundraising and development for these large corporations. And at first I thought, gosh, I'll quit my job and I'll work on a farm or I'll go work in a kitchen. And then she thought, my gosh, there is this job opening at Slow Food USA and they need people to be able to raise the funds for them to be able to do their job and to communicate about slow food and good, clean, and fair food. So it was a perfect example of how she could apply her old job skill set.
Now, I've got a question, though. What about the people that are totally not in our world yet but are looking for people in this world to help them? Like, let's say I owned a law firm, but I'm starting to, you know, put on events and, you know, have lunches, and I need someone who's going to, you know, get me the right foods because I'm trying to, you know, put out there, you know, the message that I'm supporting good, you know, clean and fair, in the words of slow food. I mean, have you had people come to you from the outside, you know, world to try and bring people from this, you know, sustainable food world into their workplace yet?
Yes and no. I mean, we're starting with a lot of food-centric circles, meaning going to all sorts of food-related events or doing mm-hmm. Northeast University tours and visiting food programs. But it's getting out there slowly but surely. The really good thing is that we're starting and we're concentrating on these food businesses, but everybody eats right. every single day, multiple mm-hmm. times a day. So the word is spreading in a way that that's really meaningful, and we'll hopefully incorporate all of those yeah, other like people.
The other thing I want to point out is that people sometimes say, you know, if we see that someone has posted a job somewhere, like in a public forum, and we reach out to them and say, oh, we'd really love to include this on the site. And they say, oh, but I didn't, you know, it's not a full-time job. And we're like, it's okay. It doesn't have to be full-time, you know. We really stress that even if it's a unique temporary or unpaid or, you know, compensated in a non-financial way kind of position, that we want that on the site. There are people out there looking for those kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, it's so well organized. I mean, you've got quick and advanced searches. I mean, it tells you what city you want to do, what you might want to work in, if you are looking for an internship, if you're, you know, looking for agriculture or business.
It's like, Heather, do you want a PR job with good
jobs? Maybe, yes. Actually.
So
talk about that after.
Yeah, so how are you guys, like, does it cost money to post on the site? If I have a job to post, kind of what's the process?
Yeah, so it is a pay per post. It's $60 and your post stays up for 60 days. Mm-hmm. You will have the option, we're just implementing it now, to edit your post as filled, so that if you want people to stop applying, but you can keep that post up as kind of an advertisement for your company. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you just log on, and it's free to register to use the site. And so if you're just looking at jobs, all you have to do is put in your email and create a password, and then there's no exchange of money. You can search all day long whenever you want. And then if you decide to post a job, there's a lot of big buttons everywhere encouraging you to do that. You fill out a fairly short form, and then you submit it with your payment information. And within 24 hours, usually much sooner, we'll review that and we'll approve it, and your job will be up.
Yeah, and then what, every Monday people get a newsletter if they're looking for jobs that post these new jobs and things of the like?
Yeah, the newsletter is really to remind you that we're there and also give you a pretty good understanding of what we're doing beyond just the jobs that are on the website. A really important part for us is that we were hesitant to do a website because we're people, and we love to meet everyone. So we've been trying to connect with a lot of people outside of the internet and really get face to face and hear what the issues are and understand how we can provide more resources to get more people involved in the food world. So the newsletter keeps a lot of people abreast of everything that's going on there as well.
Have you had any like super success stories yet? That
So many. Yeah. We've had so many. It's always amazing to, you know, we do know a lot of people in the food industry, and so often there will be somebody that we already knew. You know, we heard about a job and we contact them and said this would be great for you. But then sometimes we also hear from people that we've never met before. They say, "Oh, I found a job through your site. I'm starting on Monday or whatever." Oh, and wow. It's really exciting to hear that. It's just an amazing feeling.
Like, yeah, it's well fulfilling for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. So you guys are, I mean, new. The site's been live for a month. So are you able, I'm just curious, like, as far as metric tracking, you know,
sure.
like, what what kind of data you're able to gather to kind of like, how are you measuring yourself as a successful business other than that you can, you know, pay your rent?
Well, we're working towards that.
It's really interesting because I would say that we're both more qualitative people than quantitative people. So although we have become very nerdy and aware of things like Google Analytics, mm-hmm. The thing that's more important to us is when I'm halfway around the world in Italy and people come up to me and they say, when I read your newsletter, I feel like you're speaking directly to me and nobody else.
Oh, that's great.
Keeping it real. That's definitely the model of our station, and it's nice to hear that you guys are as well.
Yeah. So
yeah, we do have in terms of numbers, we do have over 3,000 people who registered to use the site since it went live the first week of October. So we've been sort of keeping track of that, and
the newsletter goes out to over 6,000 people. We've had over 100 jobs posted in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So
can you give us an example, like what are some of the jobs on the site right now?
Sure. So the most recent one was just put up by Chris from Consider Broadwell Farm, assistant cheesemaker, which is a great intro opportunity for people. Yeah. But we have everything from, helping consult on new restaurant or cheese bar concept that's opening in Queens. Someone just got back to us and said he filled the position. We've had working with nonprofits.
I saw Eataly was all over there when they first opened, right?
It is definitely true. And yeah, they filled a bunch of positions.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of restaurant and food shops and places like that. We also have jobs within restaurants that aren't food related or working with food, I should say. People who are managing restaurants.
Or assistant bookkeeper position, which is something you might not think about.
Definitely. Servers.
Or even the most interesting that I've seen is a lot of entrepreneurial endeavors that people post for entrepreneurs. Cycles, which is a green market delivery service, wanted someone to take over their business, or there's a market being put together in Buffalo, New York, and they're looking for, bread bakers, cheesemakers, beer brewers, cider makers. So there's definitely a lot of breadth and opportunity.
I mean, you guys are basically just bringing the right people together in so many ways. It's great that, you guys are doing this. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think you definitely, I'm wondering, you start, obviously you guys started with a vision of kind of what the site was going to accomplish and what your role was going to be in that. And I know a lot of times with new businesses, it's like you have these ideas, you get out there, you launch it, and then you're like, oh, actually people want this other thing, or oh, we didn't even think about XYZ. I mean, have you run into some of that yet? Or
yeah, yes. Definitely. We get emails and people say, it'd be so great if I could do this or that, or
we've added several features to the site already, like the education page where people can learn about where they can go to study about different food and environment related issues, or all these little features that we might not have thought about. But
sweet. Well, spreading the good word, one good food job at a time.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Cool. Well, so I think we're getting close to the end of the show.
Yeah.
I know. Time flies.
It definitely does. So everyone definitely check out goodfoodjobs.com. Reach out to Taylor and Dorothy if you've got a job or if you're looking for a job. I definitely wanted to give a little shout out to Derek Denkla, our friend of Farm City. He's got a do-it-yourself utopia going on this upcoming Monday, November 1st. So if you want to check out farmcity.us, there's some really awesome little seminars they're going to be doing about rainwater harvesting, rooftop micro farming, permaculture, and all exciting stuff like that. So as always, we want to keep people in the loop as to what's going on in this world. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
cool. And then wanted to give you guys, of course, a chance to, what do we forget to ask you, or what do you want to make sure that kind of our listeners have a chance to know about Good Food Jobs?
We just want to let you know, Good Food Jobs is the first of many steps to rebuilding the food economy. So we look forward to working together with everyone. And we really just want to stress that the good food community is really a community, and we encourage you to reach out as much as possible. We're trying to put together lots of resources to help everyone be able to get more involved in the food system. So don't hesitate to contact us.
Awesome. I can only imagine this is going to continue to exponentially grow. I mean, as is all the awareness for, what we all do here. So in terms of, creating and, supporting this safer, better food supply. So
thank you so much for having us, guys. We really appreciate it, and we're big fans of what you do as well.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Thank we you. Will be back next week, live, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the Heritage Radio Network's Farm Report. Thank you today to Dan and Nat for producing and engineering our show.
And, thanks, guys.
Tune in next week.